Hey guys, it's me, Yash, back again with another episode of A Deer Brain. It is so good to be back this month. October was really busy for me with a lot of tight deadlines for college applications, and there were so many essays to write. I will say, even while I was overwhelmed by some of those essays, it did really turn out to be an enlightening and growing experience for me. I took a lot of time to, introspect on my high school experience, what I was able to accomplish, how I spent my time, and I really reflected on what I want to take forward with me into college. And yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys. But anyway, going back to the topic of this podcast, this episode I wanted to take to demystify the recent executive order that our president issued over the last week of October, titled the Safe, Secure, and Trustworthy AI Act. And this is the most sweeping set of AI rules and guidelines the US government has ever issued. Let me first say that the executive order felt very comprehensive. It was covering a lot of topics, and there were a range of problems that the order may potentially impact, like socioeconomic determinations and eligibility tools when it comes to applying for credit or housing mortgages or even employment. And it may even impact the extent to which AI is using criminal justice, particularly in facial recognition technologies to identify potential suspects. And, we use AI in an assortment of educational and healthcare related tools as well. We even get our news from social media outlets that utilize AI algorithms to, select the content that it feeds to users. And now with things like generative AI, there's an even bigger concern in its ability for people to use those AIs to replicate that content, to make deep fakes, fakes of image and voice. And, the executive order tried to cover as many of these areas as possible. The new executive order features 8 guiding principles and charges federal agencies with both drafting guidelines for responsible AI and taking steps to regulate and review its applications. The 8 guiding principles were 1, new standards for AI safety, 2, protecting Americans' privacy, 3, advancing equity and civil rights, 4, standing up for consumers, patients, and students, 5, supporting workers, 6, promoting innovation and competition, 7, advancing American leadership abroad, and 8, ensuring responsible and effective government use of AI. The administration's executive order emphasizes safety, equity, and consumer protection as essential to establishing trustworthy AI systems, while stressing the need to promote innovation and competition. But there was a lot that was left unsaid. One thing that I noticed that was left unsaid was that most of these pressing risks created by generative AIs have been handled by a handful of big tech firms, which have been allowed to collect vast amounts of data without any permission or compensation at all, developing incredibly energy-rich and energy-intensive models and services, which have significant environmental implications as well. And they release products that even their own teams say are not safe for public use. Yet nowhere in the entire document of the executive order does the term public interest appear. The executive order covers a lot of ground, but focuses primarily on shaping how government agencies, particularly the Department of Commerce and the Department of Homeland Security, and existing law can address particular AI challenges, while signaling to the private sector how the current government plans to address existing challenges. For instance, an important initiative outlined in the executive order is probing for vulnerabilities of very large-scale general-purpose AI models trained on massive amounts of data, such as the models that power OpenAI's ChatGPT or DALL-E. The order requires requires companies that build large AI systems with the potential to affect national security, public health, or the economy to perform red teaming and report the results to the government. Red teaming is the manual or automated methods to attempt to force an AI model to produce harmful output. For example, making offensive or dangerous statements, like advice on how to sell drugs. The new executive order will require more transparency from AI companies about how their models work and will establish a raft of new standards. The executive order requires that all companies developing new AI models whose computational size exceeds a certain threshold to notify the federal government when training the system and then share the results of the safety tests in accordance with the Defense Production Act. When this new executive order goes beyond previous U.S. governments to regulate AI, it places far more emphasis on establishing best practices and standards than on how or even whether the new directives will actually be enforced. For instance, take the guideline on privacy. The section of the executive order on privacy directs two potentially impactful initiatives. One long overdue is a review of federal government purchasing and use of commercially available information. For example, the vast secondary market for personal information available from so many sources. The second is guidelines on privacy-enhancing techniques for federal agencies as well as research in the field. The White House's executive order requires the Department of Commerce to develop guidance for labeling AI-generated content. AI companies will use this guidance to develop labeling and watermarking tools that the White House hopes federal agencies will adopt. Federal agencies will use these tools to make it easy for Americans to know that the communications they receive from the government are authentic and set an example for the private sector and governments around the world. The hope is that labeling the origins of text, audio, and visual content will make it easier for us to know what's been created using AI online. These sorts of tools are widely proposed as a solution to AI-enabled problems such as deepfakes, as I talked about before, and disinformation. And in a voluntary pledge with the White House announced in August, leading AI companies such as Google and OpenAI both pledged to develop such technologies in partnership with the White House. The trouble is that technologies such as watermarks are still very much in progress. There are currently no fully reliable ways to label text or investigate whether a piece of content was machine generated, and AI detection tools are very easy to fool. The executive order also falls short of requiring or mandating industry players or government agencies to use these technologies. And while algorithmic decision-making may be becoming pervasive, the White House's executive order and International Summit on AI Safety highlight that lawmakers are somewhat beginning to understand the importance of AI regulation, even if comprehensive legislation is lacking, though. The narrative that the federal government is not knowledgeable about AI systems should be laid to rest by these recent documents, because clearly they are doing something about it, even if it's not super comprehensive. There was clearly a lot of thought put into the design and implementation of the national AI governance model. And that said, it's also very clear that many more people representing the right mix of expertise will be needed quickly to implement a more ambitious plan on the tight timeline laid out in order by the administration. And that's a wrap on this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. I had a lot of fun actually looking into the executive order, reading about it. You know, it was something that I talked about in a previous podcast with Kosh, AI regulation, and it's becoming something that's becoming more and more important. And, you know, this was really the first thing that the government has done towards regulating AI on a larger scale. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. I will see you guys soon in another episode.